This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 224. Panda drank the apple Kool-Aid. Electric Sisterhood, home of the best,
the fucking best
girl gaming tech gadget and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to yet another episode of our wonderful podcast.
How was your turkey days, people?
Did you recover well? Are you ready to get gifting?
Have you experienced Black Friday in a way that no one else has ever experienced a Black Friday before?
Have you ever seen grown men wrestle?
I have.
Naked?
Yep.
Where have you been? Oh, well. Yeah. Yeah,
that would do it. Conventions.
Yes. We might possibly see grown men wrestling on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is
ESH.co. That's ESH.co. The short address will bounce into the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can email us at mailbag@landofesh.com. If you aren't subscribed to us on iTunes for fucking Christmas, just do it. It's free.
First of all, it's the gift that really keeps on giving, because when you hit the subscribe button in iTunes, you'll get a brand new episode of our podcast the moment we put it out on the interwebs for consumption. And we do that pretty much on a weekly basis, except when I'm sick as all get out, which happens. But it's only once in a blue moon for reals. So just do yourself a favor and subscribe to our podcast, so that way you can get our episodes in their full, untethered awesomeness glory.
If you don't want to do that, you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine, but be looking out for the other shows that fly underneath our banner.
That's right. We're not the only thing that exists in the land of Esh. So while we have new episodes of our podcast that go out each week on Monday, the other members of the land of Esh also are cooking up some great shows that you should take a listen to, like the Boston Bash Brigade, which has an amazing show, which you can also catch on Ustream from time to time. And they talk about all kinds of things, similar things to what we talk about, like video games and nerdy stuff and music, but way different things than we talk about, like theater and sports and shit. So if you want a great counterbalance, they're definitely a show you should check out. So make sure that you do that. And it just happens to be co-hosted by our very own King Baby Duck. So boom de boom de boom de boom. Then you also have Geek Aggro, which is actually hosted by our boy Deuces Wild, which gives you all the gadgetry gaming on the PC, you know, like the non-console stuff, which is cool, as well as the nerdy, you know, like, day-to-day stuff. So pretty much right there, we've got your nerd covered all the way to hump day with our stuff. Then you've got all the things that we write on our respective websites. You can find it all in one place, like landofesh.com, or you can go to each of our respective websites and hit everything up. And if you really want the inside track on what we're doing in the Land of Esh, visit us at facebook.com/landofesh. You can ask us questions. We kind of interact. We give away shit. So make sure that you roll by and you like us, because the more likes we have, the more likely we'll give something away. See what I did there? Yeah, you know you like that shit. Don't pretend like you don't. Yeah, that's right. I'm pointing at you through the internet. Then there's the things that we do on Twitter. To find all of us, it's really simple. Go to twitter.com/ninjasista. It has an H on the end. And check out Team Land of Esh to see all the members who make up the team. And follow those who you like. We're all kind of special in our own unique little ways. Then there's the stuff we put out on YouTube. The stuff we have on Flickr. Guess what? Search for Electric Sister of Land of Esh. You'll find us. That's all you gotta do. Just search for that. You'll find us. We're of the interwebs. So with that said, I guess I gotta tell you about the magazine.
Oh yeah, since number two is, like, pretty much right on your doorstep as you speak, materializing.
That's right. We're putting the final touches on it right now. It should be ready for you by the end of the week, people. So, it's dope. I'm going to say that right now. Like, you don't want to roll it up and smoke it because that would be bad. But you almost want to do that because it's so awesome. Like, it is the chronic. I'm just going to say that right now. Okay? And unlike Dre, you're not going to have to wait, like, half a year to get detox.
Did you really just go there?
I did. I went there. I went right there.
Did they just release a song from that album on iTunes, like, this week?
Dre's only been working on that album for, like, 10 years. So...
Well, obviously, we now have a song.
So and the only reason why we have that song is because somebody leaked it, and a bunch of people liked it. So then he decided to do a studio release of it. Because he didn't really like that song, and probably wasn't going to put it on the album.
Oh, well then, surprise! Merry Christmas!
Surprise Christmas! Festivus. So, yeah, I went there with the Dre reference, because I can do that shit. But what I will say is that you got to cop that. You can get it in PDF form, you can get it in print form, you can get it in both forms. Be sure that you're following ESH News on Twitter to find out when it drops, so you can cop that shit. Now let's get into it. This is a very special.
You say that every show.
I don't say that every show. Yes, I say it every other show.
You say it
because
often.
If I say it every show, then they wouldn't be special.
But every other one wouldn't be special.
Yes, every other one can be special. They can all be special in their
but
own
the
unique
last
ways.
Week was special because it was a clip show.
No, last week's was semi-unique because it was a clip show.
I'm so confused right now.
Just go along for the ride.
All
right. Ride shotgun. You got this.
Okay.
It's all you.
Well, I'm not driving, so it's not all me. It's okay. Whoever's driving.
All right. Well, it's all me then.
Okay, that's
but you can ride shotgun.
Okay.
All right. Be my wing woman.
I know, since they're popular now.
Yeah, evidently. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, dudes. Neither do I.
But hey, we called it a while ago.
Yeah.
All right.
Best person to bring with you to get chicks
is a chick.
Yeah. One that doesn't want to suck your stuff.
You know what? You went a little far there.
What? It's true. You can't bring a girl who wants your nuts to help you get other chicks because that chick wants
right,
your nuts.
Right, right, right. But you shouldn't be rolling around a chick that wants your nuts if you don't want her to get your nuts. Because that's just
cold.
Yeah,
but there's a lot of guys who roll with chicks who want their nuts and guys don't want their non-nuts.
You shouldn't do that. That's not cool.
Because, no,
like, if you know,
every day,
look, but if you know she wants those nuts and you're not about to give her those nuts, then you shouldn't lead her on and have her rolling with you, knowing she wants those nuts and you're not going to give it to her.
Well,
that's not cool.
Did you hear us, man base? Stop messing with chicks that you don't want to give your nuts
because
to.
That's when they go psycho and they're like, I don't know why she's psycho. It's like, dude, you knew she wanted those nuts. For a year, you rolled around, you went out, you hung out, you didn't give it a nuts. What do you expect? She's going to go crazy.
And chop off your nuts and keep them and wear them as earrings.
All right, that's why she totaled your car. Like, don't act all surprised. Don't act all surprised. But seriously, if you want to catch a chick, go out with another chick.
A platonic friend chick
who
does not
want your
nuts.
Yeah, platonic friend chick, totally be your wing woman. Guaranteed, you will get at least 15% more action.
Yeah, you'll touch some boobs.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Easy.
But the reason why this episode is special to come back from the tangent is that because it's Shopimus time.
Shopimus Maximus for Christmas-mas-ness.
Sure. We'll go with that.
I thought I had something there. I really thought I had something there.
That's okay. You know, they can't all be gems.
Nope.
Some of them have to be onyx.
Onyx is cool.
Onyx is cool, but it's not really like a pretty sparkly.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, let's get back off this other tangent. We don't need to be talking about no gems.
Holiday gift guide. That's what this episode is about. We are going to clue you into some of our more favorite things, kind of like Oprah, but we're not giving you any of these favorite things.
Because
I'm not Oprah rich yet, so I can't like just give you this stuff, but we're basically running down some of our top favorite things that we think absolutely would not suck as a gift to gift to your gamer, geek, and or anime fan that is special to you. And that's what makes this episode special.
All right.
Because it's about gifts for special people.
Like.
But not, don't. I know where you're going with that. I know what you're about to say. And no, not for those special people.
Maybe they like games, too.
They probably do. I have no doubt. and you might gift it. But this episode is not that kind of special people gift show.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to kick it off with one of my more recent favorite things.
Okay.
That I definitely think would not suck as a gift. I have spent probably the last 6 months really trying to geek out my casual attire. If you follow me on Twitter or have for a long time, you notice that from, you know, probably about every 2 to 3 weeks, I'll just float a tweet out there asking people where they can find or get some of their more favorite nerdy or geeky t-shirts. Because I've slowly been taking my you know, go-to black t-shirt, gray t-shirt, 2 white v-neck t-shirts. I've been phasing them out to bring in some more graphic tees that fit really my personality a little bit better.
Okay.
So one of my more favorite places that was actually recommended to me by one of my friends on Twitter was Threadless. Now, Threadless does all kinds of shirts. And what's great about Threadless is that all of their designs actually come from people who have submitted designs. And as they get popular, people who submitted the designs get a cut of the sales. Especially if the shirt gets so popular that they either run out of prints and have to do a reprint or actually do a reprint down the road and it's successful as well. So it's cool that it gets people's art out there, lets them share it with the world, a little bit more focused than like an Etsy shop necessarily. But they've got a great assortment of tees, really nice quality tees that you can get in the chicks and the dude sizes. And they even have separate categories for nerdy versus gaming, which I love.
But isn't there one that combines both? Because it's kind of...
That's just the t-shirt category. Now you're talking chick or dude. Because some of the things are very, you know, Eastern cultured in their base for design. Some of the things are definitely really geared around nerdy.
Okay.
Okay, like Star Trek references or references from pop culture movies and things like that. And some of them are very gamer-centric. So, for instance, the t-shirt that I have that you love that's Mario blowing into a Super Mario game NES cartridge, that was from their gaming section. One could make the argument that that's kind of nerdy, but really when you look at that focus, it's a gamer's going to get that faster than just your generic nerd.
Very true, very true.
What's neat about Threadless, and one of the reasons why I say it wouldn't suck as a gift, because one of the things that you can do on their website, which is threadless.com, is that you can actually do a t-shirt subscription, and you can gift that to a friend, and that very much works like, you know, like a coffee of the month or cheese of the month.
So they get sent shirts.
They get sent a shirt.
Nice.
12 shirts.
Pretty fucking close.
Okay, 12 shirts over the course of the year. If you were to buy 12 individual shirts, you'd spend about $260. Depending upon the size and whatnot at Threadless. But for $200, you can gift this subscription. And basically the shirt of the month that's created by a designer gets sent to that person. So it's a neat gift if you've got somebody who's really nerdy or somebody who's really trying to grow their graphic tee collection. They're great quality. They have a lot of humor. And I fucking love them. And Pandalicious, you're wearing a shirt from Threadless right now.
Yeah, I know. I am.
You know, and it's pretty damn comfortable. And it's damn funny.
Makes my boobs look really big. Which I like, personally. I don't care that you guys know that either. Fantasize, if you will. Alright, you tone it down just a little bit.
You just need to stop.
Yeah, that is.
Because that was really kind of gross and pedophilic. So stop it.
You think to your mother with that mind?
Probably. So that's one of mine. Like I said, threadless.com, the subscription is $200. If you go to threadless.com/12club, so that's the number 12, 1, 2, club, you can go right to the subscription tee section. And I'm telling you, I think that it's great. So it's one of my faves. What's one of yours?
Well, they all of mine kind of link to one or another.
Okay.
So I guess I'll start with... I think there should be a new push for Apple.
No.
Yes.
Are you living La Vida, Jobs? Have you come on board? Did you drink the Kool-Aid?
I think someone handed me some Kool-Aid and gave me a brochure, and it looked
It was all up in Helvetica and Myriad Pro, too. It was pretty. Wasn't it a pretty brochure?
It was.
It had little clouds on the back?
Yeah,
it did. Yeah.
It got me.
And then it had it made by Apple?
Yeah. It got me.
Yeah.
Generally on my list, I kind of just went for an iPod Touch or an iPhone. But I think for people who are looking to upgrade their machines, this might be the time to do that. I only really looked up stuff for an iPod Touch because one of my other things on the list is actually an application that can be used on an iPhone or an iPod Touch.
So let's talk about the iPod Touch. Why do you recommend it as a gift to give this season?
Well, because if you've got people who haven't decided what their next phone is going to be, because there's a lot of people who are like, should I get a Droid? Should I go for the Phone 4? There's all these, you know, possibilities with either phone. I've heard a lot of people on the fence with that. There's so many apps that can't be put on the Android yet.
Right.
Not to say that that won't happen in the future, but right now they all have, like, you know, a third generation iPhone with all these apps and stuff that they're like, I've spent so much money on these apps and these games, and when I move over to this other phone, I'm not going to have them unless they go iPhone 4, and a lot of people are, like I said, on the fence.
Right.
So for people who don't really know but would like to keep their apps, I figure why not trade down to something that will do your apps and then have your Android phone for everything else.
So let's talk about this iPod. What do you get on an iPod Touch?
I don't know what you get on it. I only have an iPhone. I have a 3GS iPhone.
Well, you can't recommend it if you can't tell people what to get.
Well, isn't it essentially just an iPhone without the phone in it?
No, silly Billy. All right, so here's the breakdown.
Please.
All right, there are three models of iPod Touch. You have an 8 gig, you have a 32 gig,
and a 64
gig, which is basically just your storage. The iPod Touch has a front-facing camera as well as a back-facing camera now.
Yeah, that's right, it has FaceTime now.
So you can FaceTime with users who either have the beta of the FaceTime application on their Mac or the FaceTime capability in the iPhone 4. You still have to be connected to Wi-Fi in order to use FaceTime, which you would need on an iPod Touch anyway because it does not have a phone capability, doesn't have 3G. So, in order to do anything on the internet, you must be in a hotspot.
Aren't most places hotspots these days?
No. You're thinking of Europe.
Oh.
You can't just walk outside and have internet. We're not there yet. I hope to God we get there soon.
One day we will be.
One day, our time will come.
Looking at the iPod Touch as a way to not lose out on all the money that people have invested in their apps and their games that are on their phone that may not make it to the Android anytime soon. Because so many people have poured so much money into these apps.
Well, I mean, App Store is developing. You know, you're going to have the Mac App Store soon. You got the App Store, which is just blowing up all over the place now. You know, if you want a mobile device that, you know, if you have music in iTunes, you got to have an iDevice of some sort to get to it when you're away from your computer. Because we're not always in front of our computer all the time.
And then there's some that are.
Right. So your options really are an iPod Nano, which is on my list, especially if you need a watch, because it's the coolest fucking watch you will ever have.
You won't get over this Nano watch.
No, I'm telling you, it's the shizzles. It's the shizzle dizzles.
So.
For rizzles, my nizzles. But I think, like you, that the iPod Touch is probably the best iPod to go with because you can take advantage of the apps. You know, you still can't do that with the Nano, even though the watch has some touch capability. It's
not nearly as much as you would need to do any of the apps that you really want to do.
Exactly. That would be of really use to you. So if you're looking for or have someone that probably wants a device that they could probably do some emailing on, some internet search when they have Wi-Fi available to them to do so and be able to take advantage of free and paid for apps in the App Store, absolutely iPod Touch is the best way to go, especially if you're not already on AT&T to get the iPhone. If you're already on an iPhone, get the fucking upgrade.
Yeah.
For the iPhone
4. I was talking about upgrades in general, but I went with an iPod Touch just for people who are just thinking they might jump off the phone trail.
Yeah.
And go somewhere
The iPod Touch is, I think, a great device to jump into if you're not ready to make a commitment on a contract with a phone, because you don't like AT&T, who's currently, right now, the only provider in the U.S. that you could get an iPhone on. So if you want to be able to kind of test out what the iTunes thing is like, what the App Store thing is like, what gaming on that multi-touch screen is like, the iPod Touch is a great way to go. And it does not suck as a gift to open.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, the packaging is cool. The device itself, I think, personally, is just cool. I don't have an excuse to get one. I wish to get, you know, to the goddamn Batman that I did, but I don't.
But, I mean, I was looking at some price points in them. I know on the Apple Store, if you go for, like, a refurbish, you might find one for a low $200.
But you have the 32-gig model, which is available for $299, and then you have the 64-gig model, which is available for $399. If you roll like that, I mean, you know.
I know I don't.
If you're giving, this is a gift to your parents, you know. Pennies, save up.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
That could happen.
Black market, sell your spleen.
But if you're really giving it as a gift, what I would recommend is that you order it online from the Apple Store and have it delivered, which I think right now you can still kind of sort of get them delivered for Christmas, but I think by next week you probably would be...
Shit out of luck?
Not shit out of luck, but you'd be like threading it real bare. And the reason why I recommend getting it online is because, one, you get the gift box option if you order online, which is really cool. It's the nice white box with the red ribbon that Apple does. But you can then also get it engraved for free. And that's the only place that you can get an iPod engraved. Let me phrase that. You can get them engraved online at the point that you purchase them. Or I think actually the store in Soho actually has in-store engraving. And that's it. It's the only place you can get iPods engraved in it, not fuck up your warranty. So if you really want to give this as a gift and put like a real personal message on it, that's the way to go.
Okay. So, I mean,
But great recommendation, because I totally agree.
Yeah. So, I mean, I more or less just meant that in the sense of if you're a Mac user and you were waiting for an upgrade, then maybe hinting towards your loved ones of that might be the time for you to do that. I know that I personally did that as a Mac user this year.
You didn't hint about an iPod Touch.
No, but I hinted about an upgrade in the Mac world.
Oh, yes. Yes, you did.
So I was like, nope, this is the time to do it. I mean, initially, I know I was campaigning for an iPad because I thought it was going to be the closest thing to a netbook that we were going to ever get. And then,
Don't underestimate the Jobses.
Yeah, I've learned that lesson. Because now what? There's the MacBook Air.
The MacBook Air has been redesigned.
And it's really thin and it's small. It's beautiful.
I mean, it was thin and small to begin with, but now it's thinner. It's smaller.
And it does look like... in terms of size, could compete with the netbooks that are out there right now.
But don't call it a netbook, because Steve Jobs will get pissed.
It's a MacBook Air.
Yeah, it's not a netbook.
I'm going to call it an Air Mini.
It's an Air Mini.
And, so, I mean, I would just campaign for an upgrade of any Apple device you may or may not have now.
Let me upgrade.
And obviously, if you don't have people who can just drop that money to get you the event, you know, you can, the piece, you can always just go and get... Apple Store gift cards.
Gift cards are the bomb. I'm going to tell you this right now, people. You cannot go wrong giving people gift cards to places that they shop. It's the best gift you can give a person. Because basically what you're saying is, I know you enough to know you shop here, but I don't know you enough to know exactly what you would want from here. So I'm going to give you the ability to choose whatever the hell you want from here, whenever you want it. That's how much I care about you. So yeah, gift cards, awesome.
I will never not preach gift cards.
Ever. In life.
Exclamation point.
Period.
Smiley face.
Bitches do love smiley faces.
I know I do.
All right, so another one on my list. We'll stay in the Apple vein.
Yeah, well, we're going to be doubling back when it comes back to Apple again anyway.
So, I gotta go with iPad. And here's why I gotta go with iPad. Because there's a lot of people like, oh, Galaxy S tablet, blah, blah, blah. And you know, there's the BlackBerry Pad thing. And then there's, you know, Nooks and e-readers and blah. Look, they're all neat. They all do their niche thing really, really well. Okay? I think the Nook is a really great device. I think the Kindle is a really great device. They're not for me. Because what I don't want is to have a separate device for reading books, separate from my device for listening to my iTunes library, separate from the device that allows me to get my email. including attachments, separate from the device that lets me read PDFs with attachments in color. I don't want separate devices for that. So for me, the iPad is the killer winner on all of that because it gives me the lightweight and portability of the netbook that I want without necessarily being a netbook and tying me to an operating system that I do not like. It does games. Okay, my iPad is my mobile game guy now. I use it more than I use my DSi. I use it 100 times more than I use my PSP. Right now, I'm playing Cut the Rope, which is one of my more favorite...
We've talked about it on the show before.
...time-wasting games, for sure. I also have Scrabble on there, which I like to play. Words with Friends on there, which I've probably been in the same game now for, like, 3 weeks because I haven't gone back to it because I'm out of words. I just haven't admitted it to myself yet. But I do a lot...
is a word. I'm just saying...
I don't have the tiles for that.
How about pen? And then is. Do you have the word for is? Do you have enough for is? Can you use two letters? Is it like Scrabble?
Yes, with Words with Friends is basically Scrabble with Friends without calling itself Scrabble. So they don't get sued. I am looking forward to whatever Project Sword Epic Citadel turns out to be.
Oh my god, I know!
I'm crazy looking forward to that on the iPad, and I tip my hat to the people at Epic for pulling that crap off. It does the internet, obviously, excluding Flash, but I'll be honest with you, I haven't really bumped into a whole lot of places where I miss it, like yeah, not having Flash in the browser. So, you know, I can do my Google searches, and I can... pay bills online. I can order movie tickets, which is great. From
did
the
you
thing,
cure cancer.
I haven't been able to cure cancer. I didn't know I was supposed to be working on that though. It wasn't.
No, that's something. Like,
it's totally
like
not on my list.
Like Hedy Lamarr, you're supposed to just kind of stumble into that.
No, it's totally not on my list. I don't even have like anything remotely close to that on my list.
Oh well then.
Okay. Yeah, like I have like open boxes, unpack stuff. Repack stuff, throw stuff away. Like, there's nothing about cancer on here.
Oh, wow.
The only, well, no, let me take that back. I think at, like, line, yeah, at, like, line 159, it's don't get cancer.
But that's not really I have, anything you can really
I have,
overtly,
I have, but I don't have anything about trying to cure it on my list.
Oh, wow.
Nobody sent me a memo. Nobody sent me an email.
We're
nobody posted it.
To trying to cure cancer.
I don't have any kind of funding and or training on that, so...
Did Hedy Lamarr? No.
What is it with you and Hedy Lamarr?
I was just really interested in that whole story about, you know, not coming from that background and being able to produce something that magnanimously magnificent.
What's with you? Did you have a word-a-day calendar today? Did
nope.
you, like, rip off a bunch of days and be like, I'm gonna go and be an overachiever today?
Nope. You know what would be a great idea with one of those calendars? Like, you should buy two of those calendars and then rip them all apart in group words. So, like, the single letter, like, the single numbers.
That's called SAT prep.
Yeah, but, I mean, with a calendar, though. Like, rip out days and numbers.
It'd be like, these are my five words for today.
Like, 26. And, like, the words would be two words that would never be put in the same sentence. So then you've got a challenge and fun.
Or not. Okay.
What? I think it's fun.
Email, including exchange support, which for a nerd like me is crazy important.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, because I check probably about, no exaggeration, 9 email accounts on my device, mobily, on the go, that I have to check. Love the fact that I get my push mail. Love, 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 love that. And that I can view attachments directly in my device, whether it's an Excel document, a PDF, or a Word document. Freaking love it. And with iWork, I can then edit it and send it back. Oh, hallelujah. That's great. It does video, so I can watch movies on it. And it's great when you have a stand for the sucker, especially on a plane, where I can watch my movie and not have to pay the airline $7.99 to watch a movie that's not even worth $1.99 that wouldn't even sneak into the AMC theaters to watch.
Okay.
I can watch my stuff that I like. Love that. And obviously, the iTunes music, TV shows, podcasts. iTunes. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's all there for $4.99 to get you started without the 3G. That's the balls. It's the balls.
With
like,
a Z?
With a Z. Okay. Like a, but it's a capital Z.
All right.
So that's one of mine.
Okay.
What about you?
All right, bouncing back, we're still going to be on the Apple.
Oh, we're riding Steve. No, let me stop. Let me stop that. I take that back.
So going back to, you know, the whole idea of mobile gaming and phones finally, you know, stepping up to that bat and being able to promote another, you know, outlet for, you know, portable gaming. The App Store is really good about that. And I found a game that I am now probably just as addicted to. Well, I wouldn't say as, but pretty close to it being as addicted as I was to the name that to the game that I'm no longer allowed to mention.
That's right, the game that shall not be named.
Yeah, and it's called There it is, Game Dev Story. $3.99 on the Apple Store.
Wait, you're addicted to it and you forgot the name?
Yeah, I forgot about it. I forgot about the name, but the game itself is like totally awesome, so it doesn't matter. It could be called. Well, it can
Monkey
be called
Fart Knock Snot?
Yeah, and it'd still be the most awesome game ever.
Okay.
I'd just be like, I'm playing that game that has that really appropriate inappropriate title, but it's totally awesome. You should play it. I've been addicted to it for the last few days, and at first, someone from the All Games chat, hello, All Gamers, had mentioned it to me, and I had spent all my money in that check, and I was like, I'm going to have to wait. And I put it on a back burner, but then I was like, you know what? I'm going to go and buy that because I don't play a lot of games on my iPhone, which is really funny that I am preaching that you should, you know, get one to do it. And now I'm starting to take benefit, you know, using that option on my iPhone 3GS. I know I'm a little behind.
Wait, you have a 3GS? I thought you only had a 3G.
I mean a 3G. Okay. Yeah, even one step lower than that. And I mean, I might play, I think I have a Sudoku game on it, and I have Oregon Trail, where I've died of malaria, like, 15 times. Yeah, and I can't shoot rabbits very well.
Dysentery?
Yeah. Oh, it is dysentery, yeah.
I was about to say. Dysentery?
Yeah. Just like, oh, Mary's died of dysentery. Yeah. I've had a lot of death on my Oregon Trail.
It happens. It happens to the best of us. Welcome aboard.
Yeah. But, I mean, this game is actually, think of a Dining Dash kind of game where you're watching so many things going on at a time where you have to pretty much time manage what's going on. And you pretty much are this, you know, this game developing company, which you can name, and you pretty much just, that's what you do. You develop games.
Okay.
And you can choose, you only get so many genres at the beginning, and you can only at first develop for PC. And you go through so many years. I'm trying to remember how many years because I'm only in my fifth year right now. They start releasing consoles, you know, and depending on how much money and capital you have, you can start getting licenses to develop for, you know, certain consoles and stuff like that. And as you do that, and the more people that you hire, you know, you get a sound guy, you get a graphics person, you know, and you can hire. You hire these also, you know, a writer, obviously, for the writing of the game and possibly to write the proposal.
Okay.
For the game, to
right.
The board, you know, and you have to level them up because all the stats are different. So obviously you want to look for, you know, a good sound person who's got high in sound and not graphics because they're not doing graphic work, they're doing sound work. And pretty much, you know, you go through making this game and you develop it and there are bugs that are happening and you have to go and debug it. You can release a game with bugs, but so far I haven't done that yet. And I utterly refuse to send out a game with bugs in it. Which can, in fact, hinder how many fans you have because, if you have a pretty big fan base, you know, they want you to crank out games all the time. And, you know, I'm a perfectionist myself, so like I said, I won't release anything with bugs in it. So I feel like I lose a couple of fans while I'm trying to get a game off the ground. In between times where you're not developing a game, you can go for jobs that are through contracts to develop, like, ringtones or pinball movies. So you can, you know, get contracts to go out and do jobs to earn capital while you're possibly planning on what your next game is going to be, depending on how popular a game is, because after you complete one, it will go on sale. You'll see how much revenue you get from that.
Sounds really freaking deep for an iPhone game.
Oh, my God, yeah. And it's addictive because you're just watching these little sprites at their desks.
Is it like Code Monkey sprites?
Well, think a little smaller on an iPhone screen. But yeah, kind of, sort of, but yeah, close. I'd say close. But it's really, like, it's awesome, you know, and there's little interludes in between where there are gaming cons going on, and you can decide to go and you know, host an event depending on how much money you have. You know, you can hire booth babes or get, like, a hired guest. Like, it costs a lot more, but it will bring in more traffic to your... So far, I have never had enough money to hire anyone besides my general staff to go. And then there's a gaming award that will go off at the end of the year. So depending on how many of your games had, like, you know, if you have a game that sold so many, I think it's like, I want to say like 200,000 units, it will get nominated to compete in the game awards. And you win money depending on if you place as the winner of any of those categories. I just went through my first one, and I didn't win anything, but that's okay, because I don't know what the other games were. I don't know if they're just random names in the story, or they're just pulling other people's, like, names and stuff that might have just had higher scores than me, which I think would be a really awesome component to the game if they could do something like that. But I just can't help but sit there and watch my little sprites, you know, compose music and... You know, I don't know what the Golden Orb thing does. I think that's just hype and fame. And I just love watching them all get up and move and get really fired up about what they're doing, because they literally set themselves on, like, they combust while they're really amped up. So, like, they're up, whoop, and they're all like, yeah. Like, they're in a zone, like, they zone in. Like, it's kind of awesome to watch. So,
is there a version of this for iPad? Because I feel like I should...
I believe right now that it's only for... You can get it for the iPhone and you can get it for an iPod Touch, which is why I brought up an iPod Touch. I'm not sure if it's for the iPad yet, but if it would, that'd be a much bigger screen to deal with, personally. And like I said, it's $3.99, and it's worth every penny.
Well, let's, like, just take the extra you do that.
If you're a dude and you got a girlfriend who, you know... played a lot of, you know, Watcher games like Dining Dash and stuff like that, this would totally be up her alley. You know, and you should just get it. And I'm so pissed that I didn't get this months ago, because this would totally be the type of game that, you know, I could play during my break at work, or, you know, I could play on the train ride into town for a convention, or wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning with my phone right there and just play until like 5. Like, it's that addicting that once you start, you really don't want to stop. Like, I didn't even want to stop to record this show. And
But you had to.
I did. Because I was like, there's no way that I can keep my concentration on the show and play this game. Because it's all or nothing.
Right.
In game dev story. And I'm very, very much in love with it. And if I am, then I know you will too. And like I said... $3.99. You could totally go and get an App Store gift card for your Mac user in the family and get that done.
Just make sure that you get iTunes gift cards for apps as opposed to Apple Store gift cards, because you cannot use Apple Store gift cards in the iTunes Store.
Right.
Or App Store. So you want to make sure that you get the right kind of
card. Yep. The iTunes or the... Yeah.
The other thing that you can do, which is kind of neat, is that you can actually gift things through iTunes to someone else as long as you know their email address. So, for instance, if I wanted to gift somebody an album or an app or a bunch of apps, you can actually do that. So you can pay for it, and they just get a code to actually plug in and download it on their library. So it's a little bit more direct, but then there's nothing to open. So, personally, I like the gift card.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's my second one. So, bouncing back to you, Ninja.
Hey, guess what? I own Apple stock. So that means that whenever you buy anything from Apple, my stock goes up. I make money, which is cool because I like to make money. And I like Apple things. But I have to disclose this. I have to tell you. I have to tell the people. So I just told you. Fable 3. If you have an Xbox 360... I don't care if you played Fable 1. I don't care if you played Fable 2. You absolutely have to play Fable 3. So it is in my top, yes, great, wouldn't suck as a gift for anybody who has an Xbox 360. And if they don't have an Xbox 360, then you can buy the bundle that gives you the Xbox 360. I don't even care if it's the arcade one with Fable 3. Because it's just that good. The story is so deep. The gameplay is so deep. It's really what I think... the Lionhead Studios team probably wanted Fable 2 to be and just couldn't quite pull it off with the time that they had and the tool set. But now, I mean, you know, the depth of adopting children versus birthing your own children, household management, the ability through multiplayer to marry players online, and only certain content is available when you do that. Only certain content is available in other people's games. So in order to really be an achievement whore, you really have to do the multiplayer in order to get that additional depth going on. I think that it adds a lot to the game and really makes it, you know, even though we're not ready to do that episode yet, it makes me one of my top games of 2010, to be honest with you, because it's just rock solid, especially now that they fixed the few bugs that were there at launch.
Yes. Not to mention, because the world is very expansive, you always know that there's going to be downloadable content fluently running through the game. I mean, they really kind of built that in as a standard, you know, going into your sanctuary where there's a store. So you know they're always going to be updating that. They actually just released some downloadable content for it, the Understone pack, yeah. which I bought. New area underneath Bowerstone, general line of quests going on in there. Little upset that there were no achievements to achieve in there. Think moving forward, you know, Lionhead, any downloadable content that opens up a new area probably should.
Well, I think you could say that about all game developers, though, moving forward. I mean, you know, if you're going to have an entire new level that you make available through DLC,
but
should get some kind of achievement for
Resident Evil 5 did that, though.
I know. I'm saying all game developers.
Right, so, if you're moving forward, you should do that.
If you're just doing, like, DLC that gives you an additional character, yeah, no. But if you're adding...
You bought it. Achievement.
Yay! But if you're adding a whole new level...
Yeah, they totally opened up a brand new world.
You really should tie some achievement and or trophies to it, because people are buying this content and they're spending the time running through it. They should get a little something for, you know, just give me, you know, float me a couple, a 20G.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that tragic.
Like, was the story in Wrench, like, I thought was very involved. And I honestly think the way that they built it, it was kind of an homage to another game that I don't know. But it the way that it was built, the way the story goes, I'm like, it sounds like this would totally be from something that people have played, because Lionhead seems really good about putting in references from other games, or, you know, bringing, you know, popular references back up in their games. And, I don't want to go into too much of the story, but there's this voice that you hear that's going on, like, you hear this voice, and he's pretty much preaching work to these, to whoever. This disembodied voice is talking to somebody, and you're following this voice, and, when you finally get to the end of the voice, you know, there's a twist. Pretty obvious twist about it. And, I feel like it's something that I've heard or have heard someone make.
Are you talking about in the Understone thing?
Yeah.
Okay, because I haven't played that.
Yeah. But I read that book, and there's a horse in that book who, you know, he's older, but he's been doing all this work, and he's like, you know, good work will set you free, good work will set you free.
Yeah, but all game developers... depending upon, unless they create something completely new, which nobody has, all pull from something that exists.
Everything is
definitely a recreation of the wheel. It borrows from Shakespeare, which borrowed from everything that came before that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's nothing new. I mean, freaking God of War is borrowing heavily from Greek mythology.
Yeah.
You know, so Fable 3 definitely borrows from Canterbury Tales, medieval times.
Right, yeah. Yeah, but it's weird because the
French Revolution now.
Yeah, now. Yeah.
Okay, so they borrow from all kinds of, but they typically borrow from European, because they're European, history bases.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
So, I mean, I know I was talking to a coworker.
And I'm pretty sure that Tracy Ullman does a voice of characters in that
game. I think she, marketers.
Yeah.
Like, women.
I'm fairly certain that that's her.
Anyway, so obviously because the world is that expansive, you can always expect to see new content. And I like how instead of, you know, like with Fable 2 where they were like, oh, well, there's this island all of a sudden that you can...
And you can get your dog back. I do. Thank you, Lionhead, for that.
Yeah,
because
you never lose your dog in 3, which they made sure not to fuck with your dog.
Yeah, they totally did not fuck with your dog in 3, which is good because I was pissed. I was pissed about my dog and my poor dog went out like a champ, but was killed like a bitch.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of the mercenaries will be like, kill the dog! I'm like, oh, no, you don't.
Oh, no, you don't.
Don't you talk about my dog. But I mean, at least, like, in terms of this pack, you know, they kept this world actually underneath the world that you know. So, I mean, I like how they're now thinking not just away and beyond, but compiling everything on top of itself to make
and
it.
And layering it. Yeah. Yeah.
Which I like.
So, Fable 3, absolutely worth it. If you get the limited edition bundle, you get the really cool controller that goes along with that, or you can buy the limited edition controller by itself, which basically looks like a seal, a hero seal, which once you play the game, you'll know what that means. So it's a gold seal. Looks, you know, kind of cool looking. But the game itself you can get for $59.99. You can go to Xbox.com and go to the store. It's right there. You can't miss it because they're kind of, you know, excited about
They're
it.
They're not keeping their own horn, but beep, 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 beep.
So you can pick the game up for $59.99 pretty much anywhere. Your local GameStops, your Best Buys, just about anywhere, because it's a hot commodity for sure. Or if you've played Fable 1 or 2, it's just a must. I absolutely love it. That's another one of mine.
Okay.
What about you? What else you got?
Well, now that we're on the Xbox, now I can move to my other subject, which is
Hey,
Xbox.
It's like we planned it this way or something, but we didn't.
So, we already know that I'm a big fan of gift cards, and I'm a big fan of, you know...
Is it Microsoft points?
It's close. The actual subscription.
Ah!
Card for subscription. Because, I mean, I don't know if any of you guys know, but there was an escalation in price fairly recently for,
But with good reason.
Yes, with very, very good reason. So, I mean, if you've got someone who's coming, you know, on the end of their year, and you know that they can't game without their interactions with other gamers, then this would be ideal for you to gift them. And obviously, you don't have to get them a full year. You could get them a couple of months if you wanted to be a douchebag. So, I mean...
you just come out and say it. Like, if you don't give somebody... If you give someone live...
You just give a full year.
If you give them live and you give them anything less than a year, you're a douchebag.
You're kind of...
That's
well,
pretty
I mean,
much what Pandalicious
is okay
saying. 6 months
is okay, too. But, I mean...
Now you're backpedaling. Like, go big or go home.
No. Because if you're, like, an elderly woman living on a fixed income, and $60 is really hard to do...
Paint the picture.
I totally just did. So, I mean, if you're on a fixed income...
If you got to use WIC to feed your children's...
Yeah, exactly.
You can give people, like,
Then you can roll it back, and I won't lose any respect. But if you've got the means to do $59.95 for a year, then do it. Just do it. Xbox.com, good place to get it. Best Buy will have the cards and Microsoft points, because you can never go wrong with either or both of those as a gift.
As long as they have an Xbox 360 and the internet.
Yeah, that too.
Because those are kind of required.
GameStop will have it. I've seen it at Walmart. I've also seen it in, like, Stop and Shop areas. So, I mean, the cards are pretty much everywhere that you'll find gift cards in general. So,
I saw Microsoft point cards at Home Depot.
Really?
Serious. I was like, that's not a gift card for the Depot.
That is funny, because I've never seen it there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's always kind of good as, like, a stocking stuffer gift, definitely. I think that that's really kind of good in terms of the fact that it's inflated, because there's a lot of, you know, young gamers out there who don't have jobs or income, and, you know, I get a lot of messages from people, oh, man, do you have a 2-day pass? Like, I'm waiting for my check, or, oh, man, do you have, like, a 3-month, yeah. I have people on my list who, like, message me saying, do you have, like, I'm like, fuck no, dude. I'm like, I pay for my shit. All my shit. Why are you talking to me for?
Why are you acting like it's the first of the month? Like.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, you should have known that a week ago you were going to run out a week ago. You know, so obviously be on top of your stuff. And if you know you're coming on, you know, hard times and you're not able to do it yourself, this is a great time for holidays to just knock that out of the park and have it in reserve.
Just be hinting at it, because the very thing about it is that they don't expire. So you can be in the middle of a year subscription and ask somebody, because you know 6 months from now, you got that big vacation coming up. You ain't going to have some dough, but when you come back, you're going to want to be able to jump online. Go ahead and ask for that gift.
Exactly. So I've always been a big fan of that, so that's another one of
Yeah, Xbox Live subscription. If they have an Xbox 360 and they do any kind of online gaming activity, absolutely, like a no-brainer.
I don't know too many people who have silver subscriptions and don't do online.
I know a few people that have silver subscriptions.
All right.
Just because they don't do much multiplayer. So
and even that might be ideal for people who have silver plans but have never had the money to go into a gold plan. That may be great for those transitioners too.
Yep. Just realize that you're probably going to be feeding them like crack. Because once you go gold, you never go back. Yeah, I said that. That was me. This one I've actually talked about before on an episode of the podcast, and there's a piece about it, actually, in the upcoming issue of our magazine for December, the Astro Gaming headset with Mixamp. Now, I didn't talk about the Mixamp in the magazine, but I am going to talk about it now. So here's the deal. I have been searching
high and low, up and down, in and out.
As I've said before, in the daytime with a flashlight, for the one headset to rule them all. I want good sound.
Yes.
Exactly. I want good sound. I want to be able to use it on my mobile devices. All of them. My iPhone. My iPad. If I actually take it out again, my DSi. I want to be able to use it all there. I also want to be able to use it when I game on my consoles. Because I really don't do much gaming on my computers anymore. I think the last one that I did was probably the last Sims game, and I gave up after the first expansion. What I love about the Astro Gaming headset, which I've talked about before, is the customizable tags that you can do on the side. For both the A30s and the A40s, you can actually take your own artwork and put them on the tags that appear in the cans, or you can choose some of the existing artwork that's there. So you can really create a headset that is more an example of your style. If you were going out to do any kind of tournament play and you're playing on teams, you can actually have tags done for your entire team. I think that matching headsets are cooler than matching jackets, but that depends on the jacket too.
Oh my god, like if you're totally wearing like a cool jacket and you had your headphones like over here like, boom, I'm a gamer. I got my own custom headset. Bitch, what? Yeah, that's hot.
Well, you could do that with the Astro headsets.
That'd be hot.
The A30s and the A40s, they're two different sets. The A30s are the mobile guys. They can do all of it. If you get the Mixamp. So that's why I put those together this time and put that on the list. I have a set of A30s. Absolutely love them. Got them with a bundle with the Metal Gear game for the PSP, which I'm still playing because I'm having some difficulties staying focused on it. But I absolutely love the headset. The packaging is amazing. The quality of audio is really, really solid when you're using it for your mobile devices. They're absolutely the best headset that I've used with my DSi or with my PSP, for sure. I can't say that they're the best headset that I've used with my iPhone or with my iPad because I have used my Beats.
Right.
Both my Studios and my Contours. And my studios definitely put these things to shame. But what kills the deal and throws it in Astro's favor over my Beats is that when you add the Mixamp device in, you can actually use the same A30s as the gaming headset for your console, for your Xbox 360, or for your PS3.
What about your Wii? Oh, wait, you don't need a headset for Wii.
Exactly.
But bump.
You can do using a Toslink cable, also known as a fiber optic cable, which means with the Mixamp device, you can get, I'm not exactly sure how they pull it off, 7.1 surround sound in your headset. So if you're doing any kind of first-person shooter or anything like that, it's a great headset to get because you can actually fine-tune a little bit your sounds as far as what's coming at you so you can really feel like you're in the game. The new Mixamp, which has just come out, which I'm about to test, is the 5.0 one. It's wireless. So you can actually clip the thing onto your hip, wire it into your console, the receiver you can put behind your TV, wire in your Xbox, you're good to go.
Okay.
Your GTG. Now, here's the deal. I am talking about the one headset to rule them all, so it's not cheap, people. But you know what? Awesome usually isn't. It's very rare that awesome comes in.
Love is awesome and it's free.
That's why I said it's very rare. I didn't say it was impossible. I just said it's rare.
Okay.
Because real love is rare. Sure. You know, it's not medium well.
Yeah.
So the A30s with the Mixamp, because trust me, you want it with the Mixamp, is going to run you $199. Again, 7.1 surround sound. It's wireless. It's a headset that you can use with your console and your mobile device. Customization. Awesome, awesome. The A40s, which can only be used for PC gaming and console gaming, those guys are going to run you $249, but there's some hellified deals. I mean, their boom doesn't come off. It's a solid set. I wish I had an excuse to get a pair of A40s, but I don't tournament game, so there's really no use in it for me. It comes with all the hookups that you need to talk to your mobile and to talk to your PC, but and when you get the mix amp, it gives you the pieces that you need in order to wire it into your consoles. So, I mean, GTG, what the fuck? You can find that at astrogaming.com. And I don't see myself, like, getting into the Triton set now because I've got my A30s in the mix amp, which is what I was looking at doing, which is buying a set of...
Triton?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's one of mine. You got anything else?
Yeah, I've got one more.
Ooh,
In the spirit of gaming and back again in the land of Xbox, I think it's pretty clear right now if you look at the two peripherals that have now been released, the new hardware that's been released for both the PS3 and Xbox, you know, the Move versus the Kinect.
Oh, gaming!
I think we're seeing a stronger pull over on the Kinect side. Not that I'm saying that Move will not produce any games.
There's more pub. There's more buzz. Yeah, there's more focus.
And I'm really pushing for it. It will bring a new sense of motion and action to the gaming world that some of us have long since forgotten.
So we're talking about the Kinect here.
Yes, we are. And I would totally invest in a bundle set. You will get more for your money in that regard. If you could get one that has... I think there's one that has the Adventures game where you're doing a lot of...
Kinect Adventures?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or one that... I don't know if they still do the ones that have, like, Your Shape or Your Fitness.
I don't know that the Your Shape bundle is still going. I know they still have the bundle with Connectables.
Yeah. So, I mean... But a bundle, regardless, would be the best way to go in this. Because, I mean, I do think you get a better deal for your money in that regard. So, obviously, look for that. If you can find one... Like, I don't know if they were doing one with Dance Central or not, but I know there were a lot of
people. No, you're talking about the Kinect itself and the game, or are you talking like a bundle with the system and the Kinect in a game?
I'm talking about the Kinect hardware, the camera, and a game.
Yeah.
So I'm
Your Shape. Okay. All right.
I'm assuming under the premise the people I'm talking to already have Xbox.
Okay, so then we need to say Kinect bundle, not just a bundle system.
Yeah, Kinect bundle.
So, as far as that goes, yeah, there are still bundles of the Kinect with Your Shape. There's a bundle still with Connectables. You'll be hard-pressed to find the bundle with Dance Central just because it's gotten so much pub. I mean, Ellen doing it, with Oprah doing it. And giving.
Well, I mean, I know that Old Navy was having a Black Friday event where if you spent so much, you actually got Dance Central.
They were giving away the copy of the game. You can't get a Kinect, but they were giving away a copy of the game.
So, I mean...
It's the only reason why I almost went to Old Navy. Because I don't go to Old Navy.
Right. But if you find a bundle that has Dance Central in it, then that would be
get it.
Just get it. Because I actually really, you know, outside of the fact that there's no multiplayer aspect to Dance Central yet, doesn't mean that won't come later on.
Well, there's no online multiplayer.
No. So the dance battles are co-op, and they're co-op, but they're local.
Yep.
So you gotta have friends to watch you dance.
You gotta have friends.
And frankly, I don't like dancing in front of my friends personally because I dance better.
I'm your friend.
No, you're my sister.
Wait a minute, I'm your friend too.
No, you're my.
I'm your sister and your friend. I'm your sister and your friend.
You're my sister first.
I'm your sister and your friend.
Yeah,
kind of sort of.
But sister trumps friend, so I don't have a problem dancing with you.
Yeah,
but any of my friends, no, I probably couldn't do that
unless you were drunk.
Yeah, that's usually how that goes.
Yeah.
And then somebody gets arrested,
and then there's bail.
With ice, and they're missing a kidney.
And then you're just like, why did you even get in the tub?
It's like, oh, why did I do those shots? But anyway, I think right now you could see a price point for a Kinect bundle at around $240.
Yep.
I know I saw one over there, and I think it was $240 or $249. Amazon,
yeah,
definitely at Walmart.
Yeah.
And it should just be something that you get because I definitely do see a lot of potential in this motion hardware
Definitely for the active lifestyle stuff.
Oh yeah, for sure. Because if you were expecting to just kind of mildly huff foot into Aunt Central, nope. you're sadly mistaken. Nope. You'll walk away.
You better work, bitch.
Yeah. You are, you're looking towards a lot of, anxiety, frustration, sweat. So, I mean, obviously going forward with this bundle, you might want to get a new pair of sneakers.
And make sure that you have at least 8 feet between your TV and any and all furniture
obstacles. Make sure that your living room can be feng shuied.
Yeah.
Appropriately to
otherwise you'll be really, really, really upset. Or whoever you gift this to will be really, really, really upset.
So, I mean, if that means you have to go and measure their, like, apartment living room, then so be it. But definitely do your homework.
Yep.
Before you go and invest in this. But this is definitely an investment that everyone should make. Because I really do see a lot of potential.
If you have an Xbox 360.
Yes. But I see a lot of potential and promise with this motion camera outside of the iToy, which was kind of a,
yeah.
And I mean, I'm not seeing nearly as much excitement over the Move, really. But that doesn't mean that there won't be a game.
No, they've sold a bunch, but I think that the pub and press and buzz around Kinect has been so much more prevalent than the stuff for the Move. Like, I love Kevin Butler, and Kevin Butler will move shit for Sony. But Oprah? Oprah? Giving away the Kinect?
Yeah.
And Xboxes? And playing it? Oh, that's like the seal of moneymaker.
Yeah, because anything she touches turns to black.
Pretty much, yeah. It turns to, like, green.
But anyway, I think that this hardware makes the Xbox, which was really, it was really kind of geared towards a more casual and pro gamer instead of that maybe gamer that I know Nintendo.
It definitely brings family into the loop now.
It definitely brings an inexperienced, sporadic gamer into a more
comfortable area of gaming.
Yeah, where they could possibly turn into a casual and on the off chance even turn into a pro. So I do think this is a great gateway.
Yeah.
Into branching into the Xbox console with very little experience, which I think is strategically a market, you know, in that
a great marketing
tool.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There we
go. So I mean, if you could find one, then
more power to you.
Yep.
Bring out your plastic.
Yep, just do it. Get it over with now.
Because you won't see it again.
Probably won't. And that's the last one on my list for this gift guide.
All right, so then I just have a quick flurry of things to mention, and then we get to wrap this up. We talked a lot about games. We talked a little bit about gadgets, so we got to do some anime stuff as well. So a few of my more favorite box set things that you can actually find right now on Amazon.com at really, really good prices. So one, personally, something that needs to be in any and every anime fan or anyone who claims to be an anime fan's collection, and sadly, I do not own this myself, so I have to eat a little crow here, but the Cowboy Bebop box set.
You don't own that?
No, I don't own it.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen Bebop. I've seen all of Bebop.
And the movie?
I've seen the movie. All
right.
Okay? But I don't own it. Like, and I feel badly about that.
All
right. But it's on Amazon.com right now for $34.99. Kick ass. That's all I'm saying. There's also the Trigun box set.
Oh,
which
my God. Yes.
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 Okay. The Trigun box set is $39.99 right now on Amazon.
I'm about to buy that right
now. See, this is what I'm saying. $39.99 right now on Amazon.com. Also, Le Chevalier d'Eon, which you've heard Pan and I talk about a bunch
the
of
Chevalier
times.
Le Chevalier d'Eon.
You are such a dork.
I did that on purpose because I know I said it wrong the last time.
The box set of that, which is a great, great story, deep. If you really enjoy tragic anime tales.
Yeah.
It is right up the at, like, if you enjoy Ergo Proxy or Rurouni Kenshin, you need to see this one. The box set is available right now for $29.97 on Amazon.com. That is ridiculous to me. So those ones are there. They also have the box set for Witch Hunter Robin.
Oh, all the really good ones that I really liked.
Is available, and depending upon whether you get it new or you get it from some of the resellers, the price varies between $27.99 and $49.99 for the box set for that. I absolutely love it and highly recommend it. Those are my quick hits for some anime things that definitely need to be in there. But obviously, if you've got an anime fan and they haven't seen Neon Genesis Evangelion,
then they're not real anime anime fans.
Yeah, so, but you could fix that.
Smack them with the ban hammer and ban them from anime-ness.
And obviously, for anyone who's just getting into anime, a great collection to have, or at least start them off with a few episodes. It's going to be Ghost in the Shell. Personally, I love Second Gig. I think that it's fantastic.
Oh my God.
You got to start with the first one. You got okay, and you can get that box set.
You have to trudge through the mire to walk in the mire.
Again, from Amazon.com. So that's our stuff. That's the holiday gift guide. That's the stuff that you will not go wrong gifting to people this holiday season. If you come up with anything else, or you have any questions, or there's something that you want a little bit more info about, or you just want to say, hey, this is the person that I think I need a gift for, what do you recommend? You can hit us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is
ESH.co. That's ESH.co. It will bounce to the
short address. Will bounce you to the
long address. You can check out any articles that were written within the week. If you've got any questions about those articles, or even just questions for us, you can email us at mailbag@landofesh.com. If, like I said before, for the billionth time, if you're not listening to us on iTunes, then you should take a hot fork.
No.
And you should toss some salad.
No. What you should do is just go into iTunes, search for Electric Sisterhood, and click the little subscribe button next to our podcast. So that way you can get every episode the moment that we put it out on the internet, hot and fresh, in your iTunes box to put it on maybe that new iPod Touch that somebody gave you because you're awesome and they love you.
Or they hate you.
No, they don't hate you. Nobody gives you an iPod Touch if they hate you.
No.
I'm not going to be like, I fucking hate you. Let me spend $250 on your ass.
True. Okay. So if you don't want to do that, or if you're on a Zune and you have a good reason why you're not on iTunes, you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine, but be looking out for the other shows that fly underneath the Esh banner.
That's right. While our shows air on the Land of Esh and the Electric Sisterhood website every Monday, we're not the only thing that exists in the Land of Esh, so make sure that you're checking out the other shows that fly underneath our banner, including a new one that will be flying underneath the banner really soon, which would be awesome, and I just need to finish that deal up. But until then, you can check out new episodes of the Boston Bass Brigade podcast, or watch their live stream on Ustream when they do the stream. You only find out about that if you follow them on iTunes or, go onto their website, which is bostonbassbrigade.com. They have new episodes of their podcast that come out typically on Tuesdays, and you can follow that up with a brand new episode of the Geek Aggro podcast, which is hosted by our very own Deuces Wild, which typically comes out on Wednesday. So we cover your nerd all the way up to the hump day, and for the rest of the week, well, there's all the stuff that we write on our respective websites, there's the stuff that we talk about on Twitter, there's the stuff that we talk about on Facebook, and you can interact with us in all those places. You can hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/landofesh. You can visit us on all of our respective websites, or you can simply go to landofesh.com and get all of our stuff in one handy-dandy, neat little package, including issues of our magazine with issue 2 about to hit the stands. It's hotness, people, so make sure you're getting in on that. Don't forget the Twitters, twitter.com/NinjaSista, and then hit up the Land of Esh team and see everybody who's on the team and follow those that you like at will. We're random, we're awesome, we're cool, we're on your Twitters.
Are you calm now?
I think so. Okay. Maybe. Possibly.
So I think all that's really missing is should we dig?
Well, here's the thing. We basically just did a massive shit we dig episode. But I'm going to add some additional shit there on the end just to kind of cap it off.
All right.
Okay, you ready? You ready for my extra shit that I dig? Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they finally came out with their online streaming only plan. So for $7.99, you can get access to just the internet streaming stuff and instant queue. You don't have to buy into the disc thing that they ship, which I absolutely love, because I had Netflix back in the day when they were figuring out how to first mail out discs to people and got a shit ton of broken discs, and that's what I hated about Netflix. But now that I can just do the internet streaming only, and I can get that shit on my Xbox,
yeah,
on my
PS. Yeah, but that's only the things that are available for streaming, though. So that means you'd have to wait for really popular movies to become available for streaming.
No, because if it's really popular, I'm more than likely buying it in iTunes to own it anyway.
All right.
Or I'm buying it on Blu-ray with digital copy.
All All right.
So this is awesome because that gives me Netflix on my iPhone through the iPhone app. It gives it to me on my iPad. It gives it to me on my computer. It gives it to me on my iPad.
It just keeps giving it to
me. It keeps giving it to me because it's on my
and
Apple
like
TV.
It.
I do. I fucking love it. I'll take that Netflix.
No, she'll take it, Netflix.
Yeah, I'll take that Netflix deep.
Okay.
Like $7.99 deep in my pocket.
Oh.
What were you thinking?
Nothing. Never mind.
Are you being dirty over there?
No.
So yeah, there's some shit that I dig.
All right, well that's pretty cool.
What about you?
That I haven't talked about already.
Yeah. You're the one who brought it up.
I know, I did. So I should have had something ready.
You really should have been prepared.
So I think I'm just gonna go with Baby Belching.
Well, you do dig that shit.
I do dig the Baby Belching.
Yeah, you like eat a lot of that. I'm surprised that you're not.
My shit up.
All right, well, you heard it here first. Baby Bell Cheese, shit that Pandalicious digs. As always, I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
We are out of here, people.
Bye.
Shop well.